are now listening to an inspirational message from the Greater Shallow Missionary Baptist Church, where Dr. Michael Wesley Sr. is pastor. Please join the service in progress.
God cares. Precious is the name of Jesus. When something is precious, it has a value to it. And some of you got some valuable items, but none is more valuable than Jesus. Oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. Amen. It's good to loosen up every now and then. It's all right. Amen. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit here. Just for a little while this morning. And I trust not to hold long at all. As a matter of fact, my gift to you this morning is I'm going to get you out even earlier. Let's say it like this. I'm going to try. Join me now as we prepare our hearts for the word for the morning. Father, we thank you today for the blessing of our very lives. Thank you for this week's activity and all that went on. And while we are acutely aware of the merrymaking and the good times we've had, we are certainly aware that this season has mixed emotions for so many of us. And we don't want to think that we are in the position we're in because we're better or because we're different. It's because of your grace and your mercy. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the gatherings, certainly with family. We thank you for our rest last night and for allowing us to rise early this morning with our hearts and minds still stayed on you and wanting to be in the assembly with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we thank you for the worship opportunity that we've had this day. Thank you for the spiritual songs. Thank you for the scriptures that have been read. Thank you for the prayers that have covered us. And now, Lord, we need a word to help us to live. So I pray now that you would lift again your human out of self and fill us with the Holy Spirit. That you would speak to us and speak through us in this moment. And bless now the words that are in our mouth and the meditations that are on our heart. That it may be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, with you there is a word. Without you there is no word. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. We ask it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. I want to invite you to a very familiar passage of Scripture. It's the 100th number of a psalm. I'm going to read it in its entirety because it's only 5 verses, but the sermonic spotlight will be in verse 4. And the psalm, as King James has recorded it, says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations." This is the word of God for the people of God. I want to preach this morning from the subject, the password. The password. As we come to the end of the year 2021, I like to look back at this year And I don't want to remember the year for the bad things that have occurred. I want to remember the year for the things that God did. I want to remember this year for the lives that God changed, for the souls that were saved, for the expressions of gratitude that flowed from countless numbers of people. I want to ask this morning, are you a grateful person? Do you know anybody that's grateful? Then will you join me in just celebrating all of the grateful people with a round of applause just this moment? Amen. That's the noise. That's the joyful noise that God wants us to make. Anybody here joyful? Anybody here grateful? Amen. Amen. In spite of the ups and the downs, in spite of the crazy turnaround, God has still been good. And he still is good. I want you to know that we, as we come to this end of this year, it marks also the beginning and ending of another era. We move a little deeper. As we have moved through the history of America, and through this nation, we have moved from being an agricultural community where people grew their own food and raised their own animals. And we went from that agrarian world when Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, and we entered into an industrial age. And during the industrial age, machines became a big deal. Factories began to explode. And men would sit around long wooden tables and make decisions for the company. And they became known as the board. And the idea was a board of controls. And you know, how many know that what creeps into the community will ultimately creep into the church? Amen. And when the idea of boards showed up in the industrial community, it wasn't long before it came into the church, and suddenly everything was known as the board. The board of deacons, the usher board, and all the other boards, trustee board. And the idea was boards of control. But we have shifted again. We've shifted from the industrial society, and now we have entered into an informational age where information is processed fast. And in almost every aspect of our life today, we have some type of digital device. And with that digital device, there is the requirement of a password. And the password gives you access. You can have the most powerful computer right in front of you, but if you don't have the password, you will not be able to access the information. I know that there are a lot of young people who love to download music. And Spotify has some of all of the great tunes listed and contained in its registers. But without a password, you will not be able to gain the beauty of the music. You can have all of the money that you want, and it could be sitting in your bank account, but you won't be able to access a dime of it unless you have the password. I mean, even on your cell phone, you have to have a password in order to gain the numbers. You know, I used to know telephone numbers. I don't know telephone numbers anymore. I know I'm not by myself. I know I'm not by myself. I remember some of the old numbers better than I know numbers now. And every now and then, I forget my password. I've been shut out of my computer. I have been denied opportunities to gain my own resources. And you know what? There are times now when we need a password for the password. The password have to be so many numbers or characters. It has to have a combination of different figures in order to make it, quote unquote, a strong password. None of us want a weak password because somebody else might figure it out and take advantage of whatever it is that you have. As I was thinking about that, I began to wonder, what if God had a password that will give us access to the benefits and the blessings that he has for our lives? And I came with good news this morning. That many years ago, God spoke through a young Jewish shepherd boy who became a mighty king. And his name is David. David is known as a great musician. He's known as a man after God's own heart. David had many trials and tribulations in his life, ups and downs. He had some crazy turnabouts in his life. But one day, God gave him the password. Can I help you this morning? God said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So guess what the password is? To the blessings of God is simply thank you. When I look back over 21, I can't help but to say, thank you. And as I forecast my eye toward 22, I suddenly don't want to go into the new year hung up and stuck up and ungrateful for the many things God has done. So I've discovered what David discovered. Just a simple thank you. Is there anybody here this morning who's thankful? Listen, if you're thankful, you don't mind. You understand what David said. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, and we make noises. Some people look quiet and some people act quiet until you get them into the right environment. And you change the environment and all of that comes out. There was a buddy of mine who was a pastor of a church years ago. He said he went to a football game, and there was a man who was a couple of rows in front of him. Said a man was just almost every play, he was on his feet. The preacher said, I didn't know who the fella was. He said, because I couldn't see him. And finally, the fourth quarter came, and the game was real tight. And his team had the ball and said, the man turned around to lead a cheer to the crowd. And the preacher said, I recognized him as one of the members in my church. He said, all the year long, the man just sat there. Sunday after Sunday, he just sat there. He looked like he was sucking sour lemons. But that day in the football stadium, the man made a joyful noise. Now, there are a whole lot of folk who can make joyful noises in football stadium, but won't say nothing about the goodness of God. How in the world you gonna sit down on God when God has brought you through COVID, when God has brought you through Delta variant, and God is now keeping you through the Omicron variant, and we won't make a joyful noise? I have come this morning to tell the Lord, thank you for watching over me. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for guiding me and directing me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing my children and my grandchildren. Thank you for my siblings. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for every good and perfect gift. I just came to make some noise. Is there anybody here who will shout unto the Lord, thank you? Listen, David said this is not singularly induced. It's not just for me alone. Make a joyful noise, all ye lands. And listen, and he say, as you look at the new year, you ought to muscle up. You ought to get in gear that you're going to determine that you're going to go into the new year serving the Lord with gladness. No, nobody ought to have to make you. Nobody ought to have to twist your arm. Nobody ought to have to bribe you. Nobody ought to have to shame you. You ought to serve the Lord with gladness. And you ought to come, when you come to church, what you think you're coming for? Now, there are different occasions we come. Sometimes they are funerals. But when we come in a worship experience. Listen, when I was a boy, there was a lady who attended our church. We used to call her Miss Bapp. And we didn't know what Miss Bapp was about, but she would get up sometimes into church service. And she would just go around the church and she'd go. And she had her own praise going. And see, nobody knew what was going on in that lady's life. Nobody understood what challenges she had faced during the week. And so when she got a chance to get loose on Sunday, one old lady said, hold my mule while I shout. Man, you don't know what people go through. So it's inappropriate to look at somebody else and try to judge them because you have not walked a mile in their shoes. And somebody want to tell the Lord, thank you. And in order to take advantage of the password, even though we know what it is now, we still have to use it. You know, because having a password and not using it, you will cause your network to shut down. Now, if you delay, come on, talk to me, somebody. Let's say you use your password and you access your bank account, but you sat there too long and you decided that you wasn't going to do anything about it. How many know what will happen? Eventually, it will time out and you will have to re-enter the password again in order to keep going. Are you hearing me? Now, last month's praise won't get it done today. January's praise won't help you in December. If the Lord has brought you all of the way, you ought to have a fresh praise. Man, I just could not have imagined at the beginning of the year what right now would be like. See, some of you don't know, I stood here in this pulpit and had to preach to empty pews, the empty seats, when there wasn't nobody in here, and still had to preach like it was packed. You understand? And I had to sing and praise by myself. I didn't mind, but that's what the Lord has allowed me to go through. I touched around here, and before the year was over, the day after my birthday, I woke up, and COVID had entered into me. But the Lord was so good. I mean, did you not hear what I said? He was so good that I didn't have to go anywhere. I could sit at home. And in a few days, I was all right. Man, what make you think I won't praise him? Do you think I care about you looking at me because I know what the Lord did? When I also have visited hospital rooms where others have, COVID has entered in them and they couldn't hardly catch their breath, didn't know whether they would live or die. And you think I won't praise God? Do you think you got a heaven to put me in or a hell to send me through to stop me from praise? So when I come, enter in these gates. See, I'm drawing closer. When you come into the gates, you're coming into a confined area. And when you enter into his courts, you're getting a little closer. And so when I get close to the flame, it does something to me. My feet get light. My hands start moving. I don't mean to act a certain way. And I recognize this is being recorded in telecast, and people everywhere will see it, black, white, young, old. And sometimes people say, well, it don't take all of that. Well, if you've been where I've been. If you've been on airplanes and you didn't know whether that thing was going to land or not, where it began to shake and everybody on board got quiet. You ever been in a situation like that? When you've been out in the deep water, where when the storms gather and the clouds gather and you can't see land and you don't know where you are, but you know Jaws is out there and you don't want to meet him, and the Lord bring you back? You tell me I won't praise him? When I was caught in a crossfire among people who were shooting at one another, and I was innocently sitting in my own car at a traffic light, and a bullet went through my trunk, but the Lord reached his hand in and grabbed it. And you think I don't want to praise God? You better praise him while there's breath in your body. You better praise him while you got a mouth to praise him. You better praise him while you feel like praising him. I'm just trying to help you this morning. Gates with thanksgiving and courts with great praise. And David goes on and says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. In other words, God wants that. God wants you to bless his name. God wants you to honor his name. God wants you to call his name. He is not manipulated by that. You're not going to be able to fool him. You're not going to be able to impress him. But it at least shows that there's some level of gratitude there. How many parents yesterday threatened your children before the day was out? Boy, if you don't get right, I'll take it back. You don't want the Lord to talk to you like that. You don't want the Lord to look at you and say, if you don't praise me, I'll take it back. No, you want to bless the name of the Lord. So David goes on to say, see, what it is, we have to know some things. And when you know some things, You don't worry about what other people think about it. What is it that we know? Know that he is the Lord. That he is the one who has made you. And you didn't make yourself. See, that's what I know when sickness creep in. See, when the refrigerator break, or when the car break, or when the television break, there are certain professionals that we consult because they have a deeper working knowledge of how those things operate. And we don't mind going to the car dealer and saying, I don't know what's wrong with that thing, but whatever it is, you fix it. And they usually are able to do it because they have diagnostic tools that tell them exactly what's wrong. Well, when life breaks down, when difficulty and challenge come in, when people act ugly towards you, when you want to do something that you know that you shouldn't do, you need to know at those moments that he is God. It is he who has made you and not you yourself. So that's a moment to turn to him. And if you've ever turned to him in a time such as that and had him work on you and get you back in working order, how in the world are you going to withhold praise? See, there are reasons we praise. We don't praise to impress. We praise to bless. We praise to bless his name. You know, with some of us in church, we got that Miss America way. We do it so proper because we want somebody to see how cute we look. Listen, you sometimes have to have an ugly praise. Sometimes you just have to stomp your foot. Sometimes you just have to shake your head. Sometimes you just have to walk it out. Anybody ever been at home by yourself and nobody there but you, and you just had to walk it out? You just went around the house just talking to the Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning. Anybody ever talk to God like that? I thank you for this old car. It might not be nothing, but at least it's mine. Anybody ever told the Lord, Lord, I thank you for this apartment. It may be small, but it's still keeping me out of the rain. There's still a roof over my head. Oh, God, I thank you today for food. I mean, I know these things sound like a cliche, but I'm talking about when you really start using the password, when you really start telling the Lord, thank you for the little things that he has done. Well, let me help somebody here who may not have ever done anything like that. Let me give you some direction. What you need to do, you need to start writing things down. I dare you to write it down. Sometimes depression come over us, doesn't it? Sometimes difficulty come, and Satan will get right in your ear. What you praising the Lord for? Why you crying? Nobody want to see that. Nobody want to hear that. That's just another sob story. And Satan will work on you. But you got to learn how to write it down. And when you write it down on those days that you're deeply depressed, divide your sheet in half. On the left hand, write down everything that's wrong. But on the right hand, write down everything that's right. And I guarantee you that your list on the right hand will be larger than your list on the left hand. And when you go back a few days and you pass by what you wrote down, you come back and you look at your list again, you will praise God. Because you will see what the Lord has done. You'll see, God, you did that, check. You did that, check. You did that, check. You brought me through this, check. Didn't know how this was going to turn out, but now I see what you've done, check. And you'll find yourself saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Anybody know he's good? Isn't he good? He's been better than me than I could ever be to myself. You know, sometimes we come in here and it's just for instruction. But sometimes on a day like today, this ought to be a time for a little praise. It ought to be all right to praise God for what he has done. I can't help myself this morning. Listen, man, when I look around and I see where the Lord has brought me from and what the Lord has done, listen, I can't help but to thank him. Let me tell you, I got another buddy. You know what he said to me one day? He said, you know, Pastor, he said, I praise God for nothing. I said, what you mean for nothing? He said, for the things that didn't happen. He said, I praise God that my car started this morning. He said, I praise God for the job that I got. He said, when I get a check, it might not be much, but I still praise God that I did not get fired. He said, I praise God that my body still worked. May not work like it used to work, but it still works. Might not move as fast as I used to move, but I can still move. I can still dress myself. I can still shave myself. I can still keep on keeping on. Nothing wrong with my eyes. I can still see. When you learn how to do it, when you learn how to use the password, you'll find that your life will be filled with thanksgiving. And you don't have to come in here, but you can come in here. And when you do come in here, you come in here with the right frame of mind, knowing why you came, knowing what you're in here to do. And it doesn't matter what other people think, because you understand that this is between you and God. Can you see David? I want you to see David. Did you know what David said to Saul? When he went to Saul, he said, listen, I look around and I see all these giant soldiers, these big, tall guys, and nobody want to go out there and fight, go live. He said, I'll go fight him. And Saul said, you can't fight that giant. Say, he's a warrior. He's been whipping on young boys like you all of his life. And David said, see, you don't know my story. He said, you know, I've been a shepherd boy, and I was out keeping my father's sheep. And one day a lion came upon me, and I was able single-handedly to take that lion down. And he said, and another day I was out there, and a wolf came to try to steal my sheep. He said, but the Lord empowered me to take down the wolf. And so I'll take down Goliath too, because the man had confidence. That's what praising God's supposed to do. It's supposed to give you confidence that the God who was with you yesterday is the God who's with you today. And the God who's with you today will be the God who will be with you on tomorrow. I read recently about a man who thought that he had cancer in the eye. And he was supposed to have eye surgery to have the cancer removed. And when they began to operate, they realized that it wasn't cancer at all, that it was a little minor thing, and the doctor went on and corrected it. And when the man woke up, the doctor told him the news, the good news, that it wasn't cancer and that his problem had been corrected. The man went on a praise streak. He said, listen, I began to thank God every day that I could see the beauty of the sunrise and the beauty of the sunset. He said, I began to appreciate grass because I could see the color of it. He said, I learned how to appreciate the smile on my children's face. And I learned to see the lines in my wife's face. He said, I just learned how to see everything and to praise God for everything that the Lord has made. I think that's the essence of what David was saying in this 100th number of Psalm. Do you remember Luke's Gospel, chapter 17? In Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, there were 10 men who were all exposed to the same dreaded disease. It was called leprosy. And leprosy was known to be a death sentence. There was no known cure for leprosy. And so the men had to leave home and they had to hang out in a leper's camp. But they heard one day that Jesus was passing by. And the men got close enough to cry out unto him and said, Lord, have mercy on us. Now notice something. They were saying together, Lord, have mercy on us, because they were all in a common situation. But Jesus stopped and he told them, and he said, listen, I don't have to touch you. I'm not afraid of you. He said, but what I want you to do is follow my instruction. He said, just go and show yourself to the priest. And then you'll be readmitted to society. You need to go show yourself to the priest, because it was the priest who put you in quarantine. And it'll be the priest who have to let you back into society. And so the men understood that. And as they went, the Bible said, as they went, they looked at their hands and they looked new. They looked at their feet. And they look new too. And so the men went on their way rejoicing. But one man turned back to go back and tell the Lord. He used his password. He just wanted to tell the Lord, thank you. I was down and out, but I came back to say, thank you. You took the sorrow from my heart. Thank you. You took the reproach from my life. Thank you. You healed me when I didn't know that I would ever get well again. Thank you. Now, Jesus looked at that man. He said, were there not 10 men who were cleansed? He said, where are the 9? Now, I know that man probably could not answer for anybody, but he could answer for himself. When I think about this day, the 26th day of December 2021, I look back, I don't know where the 9 are, but I know one that came this morning just to tell the Lord, thank you. I'm here today. Don't have a great theological message for you, but just simple as simple can be, a lesson that my mama taught me. That when somebody does something good for you, and somebody does something good to you, you at least ought to have the decency and the courage to say, thank you. I don't know what you came to do, but I came by this morning just to say much obliged, to tell the Lord thank you for watching over me. Alarm clock didn't do it. The alarm on the house didn't do it. But you, God, did it. You watched over me. You touched me with a finger of love. You put healing in my body. I got running in my feet. I got clapping in my hands. I got a song in my heart. It's a simple song. All they say is thank you for being so good to me. Anybody here thankful? Oh, God, thank you. Oh, yes. 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 Listen, man. So grateful. So grateful. I didn't have to go not one day and get my boys out of jail. I didn't have to go to the mall and identify where somebody had hurt them. Thank you. Are you understanding me? Thank you. Didn't have to be. Didn't have to be. Look, the day after Christmas, and there's still some. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Uncle the Lord. Good. That's what David said. Yeah, he's good. He's good. How good is good? When David said, he's good. What does it mean? He's just good. I don't know how you can improve on that. How you can say God is good and make that be better than what it is. The Lord is good. And that's good enough. His mercy
endureth forever, and his truth continues generation after generation. So not only am I grateful, I stood there yesterday with tears in my eye as I watched my baby boy stand and declare the truth of God. Do you understand? He's good. That truth continues to go down generations. And I was encouraged when I looked at grandchildren. And so they're going to walk in the same stuff. They're going to grab a hold of the same truth. And they're going to be benefiting from the same blessing. And I don't know what y'all want to do, but I just want to say thank you. That's all. That's all. That's all we got to say. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for a voice to talk. I'm grateful for the activity of my limbs. I am. And that's all David was saying. Listen. I that's why I got to give myself to God. That's why I have to give myself to the message. That's why I have to give myself to the ministry. Because of who God is. I'm not preaching because I want to preach. I'm not preaching because somebody else think that this is what I ought to do. I'm doing it because of who God is. I'm grateful. Anybody grateful? That's where we're going to go. That's all we want to do. Just say, I'm grateful for the thing you have done. Grateful for the victories that we won. I could go on and on and on and on about God's word. But it just simply comes down to just being there. And if you are grateful for the rest of this year, there ain't but a few days left. Every day when you get up, just tell him thank you. When you go through the day and you stop, just stop wherever you are and just tell him thank you. When you need something, when you talk to him about your need, tell him, I thank you in advance because I know it's already on the way. Already done. When you pray for somebody else, tell God thank you for the answered prayer because God has answered it. When he put it in your heart, he already intended for it to be done. And so you just got to learn how to be that way. Come on, baby, we're going to worship for a little while. We're going to worship in God's presence, and we're just going to sing a little song.
I am grateful.
That's all this is. I'm grateful.
Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won.
I could go on
and on and on about your word.
Why? Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you.
Stand up and just sing with us this morning. Can you just stand up and just talk to God? I'm grateful. Come on.
I am grateful for the things.
See, you're singing to God.
Have done.
Yeah.
Somebody else might be here today. This can be your moment. This can be that life change. We're not going to let you out. We're not going to close the year without the Lord being in your life. Here, I give myself.
My life is not my own.
To you I belong.
To you I belong.
give myself.
That's the commitment.
That's the commitment. I want to pray now. I want to pray for everybody here today. As you've heard the worship, as you've been a part of it now, Father, we thank you for this privilege to be here in your presence on the last Sunday of this year. We certainly don't know what's in front of us, but you know. You know where the high mountains are. You know where the low valleys are. You know the deep needs in our life. We can't help but to say thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for where you've already brought us. And we pray that as you lead us into the future, we commit ourselves, we give ourselves to you. We give you our hearts, we give you our minds, we give you our bodies, we give you, Lord, the glory, the honor, the praise that's due your name. We're not going to sit down on you. We're not going to hold back on you. We want to serve you, God. We want to bless you. We want to be a blessing.
Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You have been listening to a message from the Greater Shallow Missionary Baptist Church, where we are reaching the world for Christ, located at 2135 Jefferson Avenue Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama 35211. For a copy of a CD or DVD, you can reach us at 205-925-5972 or visit us on the web at www.greatershallow.org for an uplifting message. Please join us for the next broadcast.